My message today is Bible Prophecy Unfolding. It's a continuation of last week's message, the introduction on Bible Prophecy Unfolding. And I want to begin by letting you know that this teaching today is in large part based on teachings on end time prophecy by David Reagan of Lamb and Lion Ministries, a ministry which is focused on end time prophecy. And I've known Dr. David and appreciate him for many years now. Last week in my introduction, I communicated to you that even though many Christians and Messianic Jews are not interested in end time prophecy, they should be. And for the following reasons. A significant part of the Bible is about end time prophecy, and it's important for us to know everything that is part of the Bible. The end time prophecies, as well as the other prophecies in the Bible, give evidence that the Bible is God's inspired word, demonstrate that the Bible is a unified book that we need to understand from start to finish. Prophetic knowledge honors the God who knows the end from the beginning and has revealed some of that knowledge to us. Prophetic knowledge satisfies our desire to know the future, creates dynamic hope, produces patient waiting and watchfulness, inspires us to serve the Lord with greater enthusiasm, which produces the crown of righteousness. Knowledge of the end time prophecies encourage us to be committed to our local faith community. Knowledge of the prophecies results in holy living, gives us the ability to understand current events, enables us to know that we are getting close to the Lord's return, helps us with evangelism. Many good reasons for us to be interested in end-time Bible prophecy. Wouldn't you agree? Now, let's consider the end-time prophecies themselves by the following categories. Signs of nature, signs of society, spiritual signs, both positive and negative, world political signs, the sign of Israel, the sign of the temple. First category, the signs of nature. Messiah gave this prophecy. There will be earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places. Of course, earthquakes, famines, and pestilences have happened in the past and are happening now. But as we get closer to the Lord's return, expect them to increase in frequency and in intensity. Messiah, who is the greatest of all the prophets, compared the signs he gave to a woman in labor. All these are the beginning of birth pains. As a woman gets closer to giving birth, her labor pains increase in frequency and in intensity. As we get closer to Messiah's return and the birth of a glorious new age, many of these signs will increase in frequency and intensity, like famines, earthquakes, and pestilences. Signs of society. Messiah gave this prophecy. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Increase of wickedness. I don't know about societies in Africa and Asia, but there's no question that there has been a dramatic increase in wickedness in post-Christian Western civilization. Why? Because Western civilization has rejected God. The Bible has been rejected. A biblical worldview has been rejected. Bible-based morality has been rejected. Expect wickedness to continue to increase. More about the decay of the society of the last days in Rabbi Paul's second letter to Timothy. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. In the midst of this last day's moral and spiritual degeneracy, the people of the end times will have a form of godliness, but deny its power. They will consider themselves to be good, religious, spiritual people, but they will be anything but good, religious, spiritual people. Moral and spiritual decay of society in the last days. The Bible predicted a population explosion in the last days, another sign of society. The book of Revelation predicted that the kings of the East would field an army of 200 million men. They will cross the Euphrates from the East and invade Israel. John recorded this. The number of the mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number. That's 200 million. Toward the end of the first century, when John wrote the book of Revelation, it's estimated that the world's entire population was roughly 200 million. Now it's over 7 billion. And the Asian nations, the kings of the East, can field an army of 200 million. Coincidence? I think not. Spiritual signs, starting with negative spiritual signs. False prophets and false messiahs. Messiah gave this prophecy, "Many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many." Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Matthew 24. Expect false prophets and false messiahs to increase. Apostasy in Messiah's community. Rabbi Paul to Timothy, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Since I became a follower of Messiah in 1975, I've witnessed a significant falling away in the church from true teachings to false teachings, no doubt inspired by demons. Some examples: churches ordaining homosexuals and lesbians. Wasn't happening in 1975, I can tell you that. Churches teaching the corrupt prosperity gospel. The denial of the need for people to respond to the gospel with personal faith in order to be saved. Universal salvation. Everyone is going to be saved. The denial of the reality of hell. expect this abandoning of the faith to continue and to increase. Movement towards a one-world religion. Because women are beautiful, women are used to represent beautiful concepts like liberty, justice. The Statue of Liberty is a beautiful woman. Justice is often portrayed in art as a woman with her eyes blindfolded so that she can make impartial decisions. In Proverbs, a woman is used to represent wisdom, Lady Wisdom. Also in Proverbs, a woman is used to represent the opposite of wisdom, foolishness. She is beautiful, yet faithless, corrupt, and deadly. Faith is like a beautiful, faithful woman. In Revelation 17, a woman is used to represent an unfaithful and deadly worldwide religious system of the last days. The woman is the great prostitute. She is unfaithful to God, unfaithful to the truth. She persecutes and kills God's holy people, the true believers. She sits by many waters, which represents peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. She has worldwide influence. She is politically powerful. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries. At first, the great prostitute works with the future world ruler, the Antichrist. Later, he turns on her and destroys her. The woman is connected to a great city with seven hills that rules over the kings of the earth. I think the woman represents a future false religious system that will be led by the Catholic Church and mixed with false teachings from other religions and philosophies. If I'm right, we can see this false religious system already starting to come together. The world will turn against Christians and Messianic Jews. Messiah predicted, you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. The world already does not like true Christians and Messianic Jews. Expect the world to hate us more and more and more. The rise of the future world ruler, the Antichrist. Rabbi Paul to the Thessalonians, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. The Antichrist is not only the future world ruler, like wicked King Antiochus of the Hanukkah story, Antichrist will claim to be God and demand that everyone worship him. Persecution of the Jewish people living in Israel by the Antichrist in the last days. Messiah predicted, when you see in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. The Antichrist represents humanity, but humanity in rebellion against God. He will hate the Jewish people living in Israel and will persecute us. The same spirit is prevalent in the world today. Much of today's anti-Semitism is based on the Jewish people being back in Israel. Kind of anti-Zionism, but really it's a kind of anti-Semitism. Israel is hated by so many in the world today. And Jewish people living outside of Israel are hated because we are connected to Israel and, for the most part, supportive of Israel. Expect this anti-Semitism, this hatred of Israel and the Jewish people outside of Israel to continue to increase. So these are the negative spiritual signs of the last days. Some positive spiritual signs. The worldwide proclamation of the message about the Messiah. Yeshua said the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. After many centuries of evangelism, we are at the point or very close to the point where the message about the Messiah is being proclaimed to the whole world. And I say, hallelujah. Another positive spiritual sign, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Lord speaking to us through the prophet Joel said this, "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days." At some point in the future, expect a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which causes dreams, visions, prophecies. Is this last day's outpouring of the Holy Spirit happening now? I would say not so much. Little bit. So be very careful and very discerning, because there will also be many false messiahs and false prophets who will be doing miracles and deceiving many in the last days. Just because someone is seeing a vision, dreaming a dream, getting a prophecy, doing a miracle, does not mean that that person is speaking for God. Right? World political signs. The reunification of Europe. The final world empire will be in power before Yeshua returns will be a form of the Roman Empire. It's the kingdom of iron in Daniel chapter 2. It's the fourth beast of Daniel chapter 7. This empire will be different from all the other empires and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. The reunification of Europe. A one-world government led by the Antichrist. From Revelation 13, the dragon, Satan, gave the beast, the Antichrist, his power and his throne and great authority. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. 42 months is 3.5 years, which is the last half of the 7-year time of trouble that precedes Messiah's return. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God, that's the Antichrist, and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. In the past several decades, there has been a lot of movement toward a one-world government. Expect that move to a one-world government to increase more and more and more until it finally happens. A highly controlled one-world economy, also from Revelation 13. All people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast, the Antichrist, or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. A highly controlled one-world economy. And unless you get that number, you can't participate in the economy. No buying or selling. If 777 is completion, 666 is incompletion. Missing the mark, which is one way of defining sin. This is humanity personified by one man in rebellion against God. In the past several decades, there has been a lot of movement towards a highly controlled one-world economy. Expect that to continue and be ultimately successful. Messiah predicted that in the last days there would be a lot of wars. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Of course, there have always been wars, but as we get closer to the Lord's return, expect them to increase in frequency and in intensity. We're in a period of relative calm right now. Do not expect that to last. One of those wars will be the invasion of Israel by Gog, the leader of Magog, the great power to the north of Israel, and the nations allied with Magog. That invasion, which is described in Ezekiel 38 and 39, will fail spectacularly. The invaders will be completely destroyed. And Russia could be this future northern menacing power. Unprecedented trouble and destruction on a worldwide basis. Messiah prophesied, Then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. With our weapons of mass destruction, for the first time in human history, the total destruction of humanity is now a possibility, just like the Word of God said it would be. The sign of Israel, one of the most important signs of the last days, the reestablishment of the nation of Israel. Moses predicted that the Jewish people would experience a time of obedience and blessing within the land of Israel, followed by a period of disobedience and exile from the land of Israel, followed by spiritual restoration to God and physical restoration to the land. Deuteronomy 30. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you, and you take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations, So now these are Jewish people in exile outside of Israel. And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant lands under the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you back to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will take possession of it. Israel's exile and return was predicted in the writings of Ezekiel. The Lord says, I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. And also this, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. And the Lord added this through the prophet Jeremiah. However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt, but it will be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them. For I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors. The same people whom God banished and scattered among the nations, he promised to gather to their ancestral land. And that future restoration would be greater than the exodus from Egypt. And it's been happening. Starting in 1880 or so, hundreds of thousands of Jewish people scattered to dozens of nations have returned to our own land, where we now number more than 6.5 million people. And more Jewish people scattered from the nations will eventually return to our own land. The Bible predicted that the Jewish people would be brought back to our land first in a state of unbelief. Physical restoration to the land of Israel would then be followed by spiritual restoration to the God of Israel. Physical restoration first, spiritual restoration following. The Lord gave Ezekiel this prophecy. I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your land. I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart a heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave to your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel's vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones, the following chapter, Ezekiel 37, prophesied the same truth. The dry bones represent the Jewish people. We are in a state of spiritual death among the nations, like dry bones. The Lord promised to bring us back into the land of Israel. After we return, the dry bones come together, and tendons, flesh, and skin cover the dry bones. That represents the physical restoration of the Jewish people and the reestablishment of the nation of Israel. Then the breath comes, and the bodies become fully alive. That represents spiritual life. So it's God's stated intention to first restore us to our land, and after that, give us as a nation new spiritual life. This means that the modern day restoration of Israel is something that God is doing. He's bringing us back first in a state of spiritual unbelief. And if God is supporting our return to the land of Israel, then everyone should be supporting Israel also. Wouldn't you agree? It was predicted that before Messiah returns, a united world will try to destroy little Israel. God, speaking through the prophet Zechariah, predicted, "I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling." Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. Israel's surrounding neighbors will react to the regathering of the Jewish people in the last days with irrational hatred and senseless behavior. And that's been happening since before 1948. Eventually, all the nations will be drawn into this conflict, fight against Israel and try to destroy us. But the Lord will not let that happen. "On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves." Zechariah's prophecy continues and informs us that the Lord will destroy every nation that fights against Israel. Israel will be miraculously saved from physical destruction and then be spiritually saved by recognizing the one whom we have pierced, the resurrected and glorified Messiah, Yeshua. Again, physical restoration to the land precedes spiritual restoration and salvation. One more sign, the sign of the temple. The prophecy in Daniel 9 and three prophecies in the New Testament let us know that the temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt before Messiah returns. Messiah predicted, "When you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." The temple must exist for the abomination that causes desolation to happen. Rabbi Paul prophesied that the temple would be in existence before Messiah's return. 2 Thessalonians 2, "Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction." That's the Antichrist. "He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God." In Revelation 11, John was told to measure the temple of God, but to exclude the outer court because it will be given to the Gentiles who will trample on the holy city for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Which is the last half of the 7-year time of trouble that precedes Messiah's return. But the temple is in existence during that time. It will be given to the Gentiles who will trample on the temple for 42 months. There are several Jewish organizations dedicated to rebuilding the temple. A significant percent of the Israeli population is now in favor of the temple being rebuilt. The main obstacle, of course, is the Dome of the Rock being located on the Temple Mount. But regardless of that obstacle, I can assure you, based on the prophecies of the Word of God, that the temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt before Messiah returns. Signs of nature, signs of society, spiritual signs, both positive and negative, world political signs, the sign of Israel, the sign of the temple. I believe that if we have the eyes to see, we can see many of these signs unfolding, some of them increasing in frequency and intensity. The Lord is coming. He's probably coming soon.